Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Watercolor for the Soul, by Sharon Stevens, is a beginner-friendly invitation to use watercolor as both a creative skill and a calming ritual. Rather than focusing on technical perfection, the book positions painting as a gentle practice that can help slow the mind, soften stress, and rebuild confidence through small wins. It centers on simple, approachable projects designed for newcomers, with guidance that encourages experimentation, patience, and personal expression. Readers can expect step-by-step support that demystifies common watercolor challenges such as controlling water, building color gradually, and embracing loose, imperfect results. The emphasis on soothing, inspiring outcomes makes it appealing to anyone who wants an art hobby that feels restorative rather than demanding. By pairing easy projects with an encouraging mindset, the book aims to help readers create pleasing paintings while also cultivating a quiet, regular space for reflection and joy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, watercolor as a soothing practice, not a performance. A core idea behind this book is that watercolor can be used as a calming routine rather than a test of talent. For beginners, fear of making mistakes often blocks progress, so an approach that normalizes imperfect, washes, and unexpected blooms can be freeing. The projects are framed to help readers show up consistently, enjoy the process, and let the results be a bonus. This mindset matters in watercolor because the medium rewards letting go of excessive control. When you accept that paint and water will sometimes surprise you, you become more willing to explore and more resilient when outcomes vary. The book's focus on calm, soothe, and inspire suggests a steady rhythm: set up a small space, paint for a short session, and finish with something complete enough to feel satisfying. That sense of completion is powerful for mental well-being. It can shift attention away from screens and stress, provide a meditative focus on color and movement, and create a personal record of small creative moments that build confidence over time. Secondly, materials and setup that keep the barrier to entry low. Many beginners quit watercolor because the supply landscape feels confusing, with choices of paperweight, brushes, pigments, palettes, and add-ons. A beginner-oriented book typically reduces this friction by recommending a manageable starter set and emphasizing what truly affects results. In watercolor, paper quality often matters more than having the most expensive paints, and a couple of reliable brushes can cover most early needs. The book's project-based structure implies a practical path: choose tools that make success more likely, then learn through doing rather than through overwhelming theory. A calming watercolor routine also benefits from an easy setup. When supplies are simple to reach for, you are more likely to paint in short windows of time, which supports the soothing goal. Clear guidance on water containers, palette mixing space, and basic brush care can prevent frustration. The best beginner experience comes from removing guesswork, so the reader can focus on learning how wetness, timing, and layering behave, while keeping costs and complexity under control. Thirdly, foundational techniques taught through simple projects, watercolor skills are easiest to absorb when they are tied to a finished image. Instead of drilling technique in isolation, a project can naturally introduce wet-on-wet blending, wet-on-dry edges, glazing, lifting, and basic color mixing. A book promising simple painting projects for beginners likely sequences tasks so that each one builds comfort with timing and water control, the two factors that determine clarity or softness in watercolor. Readers can learn how to dilute paint for light values, deepen shadows gradually, and avoid muddy color by letting layers dry. Even simple subjects can teach essential habits like testing swatches, using scrap paper to check moisture, and planning a highlight before painting around it. Projects that feel soothing often use organic shapes, gentle gradients, and limited palettes, which are forgiving for new painters. By completing small pieces, the reader gets repetition without boredom. This type of learning creates visible progress quickly, making it easier to stay motivated and to experiment with variations once the basic version is finished. Fourthly, developing an eye for color, value, and composition without pressure, beginners often assume watercolor is mostly about brush technique, but pleasing paintings usually depend on a few simple design principles. A beginner-friendly, inspiring watercolor book can introduce these principles in a light, approachable way. Color choices can be simplified by limiting palettes, mixing a few harmonious combinations, and learning how warm and cool tones change mood. Value, the lightness or darkness of a color, is especially important because watercolor relies on transparency and layered light. Learning to keep bright areas clean and to build midtones and shadows patiently can transform a simple subject into something vibrant. Composition can be taught through easy placements, negative space, and focal points, helping the reader understand why some paintings feel calm and balanced. Because the book emphasizes soothing outcomes, it likely encourages gentle contrasts and uncluttered arrangements that reduce visual noise. Over time, readers can start to make small personal decisions about where to place detail, where to keep edges soft, and how to guide the eye, all while maintaining a relaxed, non-judgmental approach. Lastly, building confidence through repeatable routines and creative prompts. A major hurdle for new artists is knowing what to paint and how to keep going after the first few attempts. A project collection designed to calm and inspire can act as a dependable menu of ideas, making it easier to sit down and begin. By repeating a structure such as sketch lightly, paint large shapes first, add layers, then finish with details, readers develop muscle memory and reduce decision fatigue. This repeatability supports the book's self-care angle because it turns painting into a reliable ritual. As confidence grows, prompts and variations can help readers personalize outcomes, adjust color schemes, change background washes, or simplify shapes even further. The act of finishing multiple small paintings also creates a sense of identity as someone who paints, not someone who is trying to paint. That identity shift is motivating. It encourages experimentation with new subjects, practice on a regular schedule, and a healthier relationship with mistakes. In watercolor, mistakes can become texture, shadow, or atmosphere, and learning that reframes frustration into curiosity. In conclusion, this book suits complete beginners, casual creatives, and anyone seeking a gentle hobby that supports relaxation. It is also a good fit for people who have tried watercolor before but felt discouraged by unpredictable results, because a soothing, project-first approach can rebuild confidence through achievable steps. The main benefit is how it can add a calm, screen-free practice to daily life. Watercolor invites slow attention, and completing small paintings can reduce stress while offering a tangible sense of progress. Readers can gain practical skills such as controlling water, layering transparent color, and making simple compositions feel balanced, but the larger win is learning to enjoy the process without constant self-critique. Compared with more technical watercolor manuals, this book stands out by emphasizing simplicity and emotional payoff. Many instruction books chase realism or complex technique early, which can feel intimidating. A collection of beginner projects with an encouraging tone gives better momentum. You can start quickly, finish often, and stay inspired. That combination makes it worth buying for anyone who wants watercolor to be both a creative outlet and a calming ritual. If you would like to support Sharone Stevens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.